This week's episode, should you have confined space training?
And if so, what level? How much?
Why would you not want to have training? It's awesome.
I love training. All right, here we go. Let's dive in.
All right, this week, confined space training. We do a lot of it. You know why? Because I like doing it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. When you're an owner and you're like, okay, there's all these things you can do for safety services. Well, I like training, so.
It's not boring.
Yeah, there we go.
I can't do hearing training.
Actually, you want one of the reasons I like training? Let's see if the screen is it. You can get a free hat or a free shirt if you go to our training and all different kinds. So I know I give stuff away for free because I like it so much.
Yes, you get free stuff. Yeah. But so part of this is every place that we go that manufactures anything that's one of our clients, they have confined spaces. So they are automatically right off the bat doing awareness training. What's awareness training? Hey, we have confined spaces here. Don't go in them if you don't have more training.
That's it.
More training than what this is. But the hiccup we see is sometimes folks have just that, but they're also doing other tasks like signing off a contractor permit or signing other permits, managing contractor entries, and they really need a little bit more.
Because people will say, well, we don't enter confined space, so we don't need all this.
Right. So what is awareness training? It's not for entering. It's not for being an attendant. It's not for signing permits.
It's like it could be 15 minutes.
It's not for managing a contractor entry. Yeah. Awareness training is literally like 15 minutes. Here's what the sign looks like. Don't go in that. Yeah. That's it. So I guess the biggest question is, should you have confined space training? Do you have spaces? One.
Which you have other episodes tell you how to select and fill assessments.
Yep. Okay. Are you breaking the plane?
That's it. So it's labeled confined space, or are you breaking the plane?
Yep. Do you have to look in, reach in, grab something, shine a light in it, take a swab, stick your head in, put
climb
your whole
inside.
Body in there, climb all the way in? Are you doing any of those things? And I don't mean just during normal production. I mean during the entire 24-hour cycle. I mean on weekends for special projects, for cleaning, intensified cleaning.
You bet.
Yeah, PMs, repair.
And if you say yes, well, guess what?
There's a good indication you may need a little something more. So from that moment on, you can kind of decide, okay, we know we have spaces. Currently, we're breaking the plane of these in some fashion. Do we want to be? Is this something we want to do in-house, or can we contract that job task or that situation out?
Now, we actually tell people, I just told you we do training, right?
Love training.
We actually tell people, don't hire us for training. Because
y'all don't need it.
You may not need it.
If you're going to,
you have to be risk-based. We're an ethical company. And if you're only going to that space one time a year,
you don't need it.
May be cost-effective and less risky to hire that contractor. Or if it's
out.
A space that's got a lot
real
going
sketchy.
On, then you got to tailor your training. But you also need to know when you're making that decision, you may say, I don't want to train because I'm going to do this. That's still okay. But you have to break that down.
Yep.
Now, does somebody need to manage a contractor?
Yes. So therefore, if you decide that you are going to contract it out, whoever is going to be kind of managing whatever that process looks like, hiring that contractor, working with them, checking on them, signing off on their permit. Most of the time, locations have to sign off on a contractor permit to say, yeah, they're meeting the intent.
That's why I end up training.
Meeting and exceeding the intent of what's going on. So that could be easily, a 2 to 4 hour training if we're just doing those things. And it's a very, very limited group.
And
we want to control that.
And when I do that class, it is very, very detailed. We're basically working on contractors going into spaces here. It's different than just a regular person doing an entry.
Yes. So that's the thing is you want to, again, we talk about this in all of our episodes. Provide training for the job tasks you expect your managers and employees to do. So that's just an example of you want to make sure that you're doing that. So if you're going to contract that out, well, then we still have to have a little something for a few folks.
Because some plants will actually say the contractor still has to use a plant's permit.
Yes.
So if they do that, you still have to train people on your side.
Well, you've got to know what should be on the permit, too. Right. If a contractor rolls up and they've got a permit and it's about 6 line items, No. Immediately no.
And guess what's the number one thing? The contractors don't ever bring rescue.
Rescue.
They never do, it seems like.
So the next moment is, as someone who's managing that situation, you've got to work with them. Are they going
to
contract someone out?
That's great.
Do we have
to do it? Some plants say, you're the contractor, and I have to provide the rescue. Well, now.
So what you need to know is when you're hiring somebody from a contract side, you've got to make sure you're comparing apples to apples when you get those bids. Somebody may be cheaper, but maybe they're not willing to provide rescue. Mm-hmm. Well, we've still got to cover that somehow.
So now you got to train those. So the training has so many versions of whether you need to or not based on what you decide as a business.
It sure does. And the one segue that I will make in there is we hear a lot, well, the fire department will provide rescue. I would really heavily encourage you to contact that fire department and see what their response time is, where they're located, how long it takes them, because sometimes that's not adequate.
It's not real sometimes.
It's yeah. If they're on a different call or if there's traffic or if maybe you don't even have technical rescue
You're talking about 6 minutes. So when you go back to training, you decide, think about, can we get them out of there in 6 minutes? If no, then maybe you need training.
Correct. Correct.
All right. So now we have contract. So that's one way of managing it. Yep. But I decide to do it in-house.
So maybe I'm going to have, because if I'm going in every day for something, right. That's going to probably be cheaper to do.
I've got 400 spaces, but I'm only going into 10. So how much training do I need?
Well, only for that 10.
Yeah.
Trained on what you expect him to do. I don't need to train him on things we're never going into and I'm never doing. Just like I don't need gear for that either.
That's correct.
I need gear for what I'm doing and I need to train my employees on that gear with those spaces.
Because we've seen people buy gear that they're never going to use.
Correct.
And we've talked another episode about the assessments. Don't buy the gear, only buy what your assessment says you need. But buy the gear also based on what you're going to allow your people to go into.
Absolutely. I mean, in all honesty, we're not sponsored by any equipment manufacturers, you know. And so anytime we give equipment recommendations, it's purely what we've seen work.
It's got to be user-friendly to your location.
And it has to be for the environment that y'all are going to be using it in. So when we talk
work in
about
gross environments.
We do. I mean, and in all weather. So when you are talking about, do you need training? You want to make sure you're training on your gear in the environment, in the weather scenarios that you're going to be making these entries in, because that's how you find out if what you bought really works or not.
We train in wastewater and rendering and the roof and in the snow and in the, because you know what? They still have to do those. They still have to do those entries in those conditions. You got to train in those.
Yeah.
So part of your training is you not only have the training, but you got to do it. If you're going to do it in-house, you got to do it in your conditions.
Yes. So the next piece of that is, again, what's my rescue plan going to be on if you need training? Are you going to be doing it internal? Or are you going to be hiring somebody to be on standby?
I have to buy SCBAs now?
No.
Okay.
No. So just because you have a rescue team does not mean that it's big and bad and scary and I've got to have air packs and I'm doing fit tests and physicals and medical clearances. No, we have lots of places who do rescue, but they don't do rescues in bad air. How do you know if it's bad air? You have a meter. So if it's bad air and that's what's going on, they don't go in. And that's just the way it goes. You don't have to have SCBA is what I want you to know.
It could be a cut leg. It could be a heart attack.
It could be a broken leg. I tripped and fell weird.
Because it was slick inside and I didn't realize
it. Yeah, I fell weird and my leg went this way. My body went the other way. You know, I mean, we have this. We have cottons. We have bleeds. We have all this medical events that can occur in spaces. If it can happen on the outside of a space and we're doing a maintenance job task or something like that, and we're doing the same kind of maintenance job tasks inside the space, I have the same opportunities or potential that I could have that same kind of injury if I'm using a grinder and it slips or something. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? That can happen.
We've been involved with a lot of injuries and things have happened and we've had to go work events that happened.
Yep.
And hardly any of them had SCBAs related. First aid CPR is needed, but this is also needed if
you're
going to go in that space.
How do you do it inside the space? Yes.
Because doing it, we talked about heart attack a few weeks ago when we were in a mixer blender. The bottom of it's curved, for those you don't know.
Yep, and it's got paddles that freely
There's nowhere to do a compression in there.
You can't. No.
So your process is other avenues of doing that. But you just need to know they do tie together, but that's why you have to do it on the spaces you're going to go into.
Yep.
So.
Yep, absolutely. So I think that that's all for us today. Again, if you want more information, allensafetycoaching.com. An entire confined space module where we really break down all the details on how to navigate this topic, along with 17, 18 other topics in there, over 100 different lessons. So if you want an economical way to navigate that, that's absolutely it. Otherwise, yeah, we do confined space training. So yep. allen-safety.com is where you find all the information on our in-person services. So if you're like, you know what, we do need some training. We need to get
And we love doing that.
I love training. Man. We drill. We love nothing but drill. So you won't be sitting. Prepare. It's not PowerPoint. So, all right, guys. Well,
thank you for listening.
You can reach out to us on social media. Allen Safety LLC is our handle. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all
some
that
Apple
good stuff.
I mean, we got it everywhere.
We're on podcasts. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the big ones. Anywhere you listen to podcasts. If YouTube doesn't work for you, you can hear us on there. And you can catch Joe and I on LinkedIn. Jen Allen and Joe Allen. You can reach out to us there as well.
Thanks for watching today, though.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Safe, Efficient, Profitable, a Worker Safety Podcast. If you're looking for more in-depth discussions or step-by-step solutions on all of the different safety and regulatory topics, please visit us at www.allensafetycoaching.com for web-based virtual coaching and training, or at www.allen-safety.com to book our team for on-site services, training sessions, to order merchandise, to learn more about our team and what services we provide in the field, or just simply to request a topic for us to cover on our next podcast. If you found today's podcast helpful and would like to support our podcast further, please help us by subscribing, liking, and sharing this podcast with anyone that could benefit from the information we cover here, as that helps us to continue to put out this free content. Thank you so much for your support.